Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, I hope you had a good weekend. This is Steve Noble. Good to be back in the studio. So many different things going on around the country. I'll continue to talk about that. And things are updating. Things are moving quickly. This whole movement of defunding and in many places literally disbanding the police, which is all of a sudden getting some traction, believe it or not. And they've already got the votes for it in Minneapolis. So there's all kinds of things going on. I'm going to be talking about that all that stuff on Wednesday. And so just hold tight. I mean, we need to be prayerful about all this. Okay. So I'm not going to, and for my own sake and for your own sake, I'm not going to dive into this every single day and spend every single show talking about it. We need to be, if you watch on Facebook Live, you'll see I've got this little block that was given to me by a pastor friend that just reminds me to talk less and pray more, which is kind of funny, obviously, because I'm on the radio 5 days a week. But that's what we need to do. So I'm not going to be like the regular media and every day be pounding and pounding and pounding on this. I'm even struggling with it on Facebook. Okay, so we're going to step away from that every once in a while. Today, we're doing a makeup with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital, doing a full Money Monday today because there's all kinds of things going on. In the financial world, we need to continue to pay attention to. There's so many different things out here that are all serious issues. And the financial one, which affects everybody, regardless of your kind of position on COVID-19 or what's going on with the civil unrest and the issue of racism and what's going on with our government and what's going on with different neighborhoods and different cities around the country. So we were going to do that last Monday, but with everything breaking last week, David was kind enough and we did a little update in the middle of the week, and then we're doing a full Monday today, and then we'll be back at it, of course, tomorrow doing some other topics. So we're going to stay on top of it, but I'm not going to talk about it every day for my own health as well as yours too. So our good friend David Fisher, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. It sounds like the scripture, do not be amazed at the fiery ordeal amongst you, my brethren.
Man, no kidding. It's just shocking to see as things continue to develop. And if we thought it was bad recently, I can't imagine what it's going to be like in some of these cities that they actually go through at this, like in Minneapolis, and dismantle their police and try to come up with something else. And who knows, maybe they would actually figure out something on a community level that works. But given our understanding of sin and human depravity, I cannot, and that's a God-ordained institution. It's the government chiefly for checking unrighteousness. It's just madness. And so we just need to be prayerful about that, but also always appreciate you coming on. I know we've got a lot to go over today, and kind of this bizarre connection that as Rome burns, the market surges. So just give us an update on that, where the markets have been recently and this year, and then we'll kind of move from there.
Well, you're exactly right. As Rome burns, the market does surge, and it's done completely that, especially last week, Friday, the biggest day, went up 900 points in the Dow. But year-to-date numbers are, the Dow is still down, these are Friday closes now, 5.3% the Dow is down, the S&P down 1.5%, and the NASDAQ is up 8.5%, but the leader is gold, up 11% year-to-date so far.
Yeah, just amazing to watch all this. So kind of the big, people are saying, is this a recovery? It is, it isn't. I mean, it looks like it in the last couple of weeks, and but we've seen dips before. It's one thing, I'm looking at the chart right now, it's one thing to look at the 5-day, which looks awesome. It's one thing to look at the 1 month, which even still looks good. It's all in the green and up, up, up. But if you go 6 months, you see that massive dip and then up and down and up and down, but the trend is back up. So can we say this is going to be a recovery, and is the stock market going to continue, or is it kind of going to rest at these levels? What are you seeing out there?
Well, you have to understand, we are in the longest bull market expansion in history, and it is officially over. And the U.S. is technically what you call a recession, and that happened in February. And looking back, the Business Cycle Dating Committee of the National Bureau of Economic Research, a mouthful of words there of the title, they just announced that that was the case. So that was 128 months. So after a boom comes a bust, and then you don't just go right back into another boom, and that, and unless we're going to defy history here. So there's this thing called a V shape, a W shape, some people call it another one a U shape or an L shape. The V shapers, you know, saw this huge 38% rally in the S&P 500, and they thought this was going to be a great snapback, and they were right. The double U shapers are thinking that the stock market has moved so much, so fast, that it historically it would have to follow in what economic gravity says. You have to retest lows, and otherwise it's not a really a bear market, but it has all the signs of a bear market. And then the U-shapers, or sometimes people consider them an L-shaper. In other words, we had a huge downturn, and it's going to move up a little bit, but sideways. They're saying that, you know, this was a good recovery, but now we're going to move sideways for a while, and, you know, until maybe somewhere around 2020, and we get all the COVID-19 and everybody, you know, somewhat back to work or whatever that may look like. This is just a aftermath burner and a punch bowl that is, you know, the party's over now, though. So there's, who knows what it really is going to be.
Yeah.
Well, I've learned one thing. Don't fight the Fed is what the big saying is. And the overall expected reduced earnings of from COVID-19 by stocks is down 20% still.
Yeah, and it was our friend TJ from up in Chicago sent me something last week about the unemployment numbers, and that because they had misclassified some things. They had, there was 4.7 million workers were misclassified as employed but were really unemployed. And so the May unemployment rate is actually 16.3%, not 13.3%. And April's was actually 19.7, not 14.7. And so you look at these numbers and you look what's happening in the economy, and then there's, you know, I still think we have not seen the tip of the iceberg in terms of financial impact from COVID-19, as we don't know how many businesses are going to be closed down permanently across the country. Is this just kind of a sit and wait and listen and pray? How do we kind of approach this from an investor perspective? So we're going to continue that conversation with David Fisher from Landmark Capital. LandmarkGold.com is the website David's at, and you can get a hold of him there and get that information for bail-in, all kinds of other information. And again, we cover all kinds of things. David's specialty is in precious metals, which we'll talk about that a little bit today. But right now we're staying in a really broad financial conversation. We'll be right back.
So what are we waiting for?
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, doing our Money Monday, Full Money Monday, which we usually do on the first Monday of the month, which would have been great last Monday on the first, but I was out of town, and then with everything happening with the riots and the protests and the looting and all of that, which really started to spike that weekend, I needed to get back on the air and rearrange some things. So our good friend David Fisher at Landmark Capital was kind enough. We did our, instead of doing a full Money Monday last week, we did an update, and then we pushed a full Money Monday to today. So that's what we're doing with our good, like I said, our good friend David Fisher, who's been a part of the show for a while now. LandmarkGold.com is their website, as always, LandmarkGold.com. Or if you want to go a little old school, you can always give them a call, 844-879-8882, 844-879-8882, whether that's to get some of their white papers and some of that information, or to have a more in-depth discussion about where you might be looking at precious metals as a part of your diversification plan. And David's great at information. We'll educate you and his team. They'll educate you. The decision's yours. And you just see whether you think it would fit into your plans or not. But it is all about diversification, which we talk about often when we have David on the show. But again, David, thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely.
So as we're looking at this, kind of looking at, is this a recovery in the stock market is going to continue? Or are we going back up to 29,000? And then we've talked a lot recently because the market versus the reality on the ground, businesses that are shut down. Now we've got businesses that have been looted and destroyed, small businesses. We have unemployment. We have the whole unrest, the civil unrest from the protests and the looting. And thankfully, thank God, that's slowed down a little bit in terms of the rioting and the looting. But that's still going to have an effect. And now you got a situation, like I mentioned at the top of the show, where some cities like Minneapolis are seriously considering and moving towards eliminating their police forces. And what they replace that with, I have no idea, but they obviously have no understanding of human depravity and human sin. But goodness gracious, the gap between Main Street and Wall Street seems to be getting bigger, not smaller.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, too. You know, when you look at the, and I'm not against Wall Street at all, but when you look at the P&E ratio, price for earnings ratio, in other words, the value of the stock, currently it's at 21.6 right now. So that's the number. This is 24% higher than it was back in October 2019 when it was at 17.4 when the market was at these levels. So the market is, by technical standards, highly overvalued. In fact, Mohammed El-Iran, he's one of the largest bond guys out there, he says, I'm uncomfortable betting on this continued huge recovery in the stock market at these levels. So, and CNBC said today that this was the most overvalued market in stocks in 20 years. Wow. So that comes on the backside of U.S. bankruptcies are at the highest they've ever been since 2008. They've soared 48% in May, and the budget office says that we won't really have an economic recovery until we get to the year 2030. That's when the it'll take that long of a time.
And who said that again? There. Which office said that?
On the budget, corporate budget, or congressional budget office.
Yeah, said CBO that. Said not back to CBO. Quote unquote normal until 2030.
So 10 years. So, you know, we're talking about V-shape, W-shape, L-shape. You know, there's so many different opinions out there.
Yeah.
And the people who are taking advantage of stocks saying this is the V. And so depending on what category you're in, but what I do know is that the fundamentals have to catch up. Otherwise, we're going to continue to have something that's never happened at this level in history, this huge gap of stocks going up at these unprecedented levels, and not the earnings to support them or the unemployment of revenue, which is a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
Full-time, here's the data on full-time employees, the working age population is now at 44.81%, according to a most recent report that came out here in the last couple of days. What it needs to be at to sustain economic growth at level or higher, it needs to be above 51%. So we cannot sustain a economy at this amount of workforce in our country. And on top of that, 70% of the GDP comes from consumption, and the consumer's not back at full speed consuming things. We're not going out to dinner and restaurants and buying things like we were before COVID. So, the recovery, in realistically, is going to take a long time, and that's unless we just defy economic gravity of history.
Right. And just as if we can do that, we can try to prop it up, but sooner or later, gravity always wins. And just look at, when they came out and said, hey, we saw 2.5 million jobs added in May, and everybody was excited and praised the Lord, and that looked awesome. But let's remember, if you added 2.5 million jobs every month, it will take 18 months to get those 44 million jobs back that we took out because of our overreaction to COVID-19, in my opinion. And that's a month, that's 18 months of adding 2.5 million jobs per month. I just look at all this stuff and going, man, are we all just wishful thinking or what?
That's unheard of, those numbers at that. 1 month is unheard of. Imagine you do it month after month for that period of time. I mean, unemployment at the peak of 2009, the last recession, was 10%. Conservatively, if you want to believe the report, at 13.3%, which is realistically higher than that. In fact, if you go to the government website, the Bureau of Statistics, they say there was an error at the bottom there. I mean, I could read the data on it, you can go there myself. The government admits there was an error. So it's not political, apolitical saying, that's fake news. The government is saying there is an error. So we have a long ways still to get back to 4% unemployment.
So you mentioned gold earlier today, which is still kind of leading the pack in terms of this year and gains for the year. So we got the debt, we got the Fed balance has increased. So how is that affecting gold? Because usually there's a when everything's hitting the fan, when things are bad, that's generally when a precious metal like gold is going to do well. So how are those things interacting with gold? And I know we're going to talk a little bit more about government debt and the Fed balance sheet and some more kind of gold 101 later in the show. But what does that look like right now?
Well, gold has been moving. I predicted in January before COVID that there was a correction coming, and I said more than likely this year you're going to see gold outperform stocks. I mean, we're still early in the equation. We're not even halfway through the year, but that's what's happening. You know, when you create massive amount of debt, and we certainly have done that. I mean, put the numbers to last September, the national debt was $22.7 trillion. Now we're just shy of $26 trillion. Go to the national debt clock. It's moving at light speed at $25.9 trillion. So that's an increase of $3.2 trillion, the largest increase I've ever seen in 26 years of doing this, and the largest ever increase I've ever seen in my life, and I'm 59 years old. In that short amount of time, less than a year, it's never done that. So the Fed balance sheet has also increased at lightning speed, $4 trillion, and some say it's going to expand to as much as $10 to $12 trillion. And that's just a heck of a lot of money. So, you know, central bankers have gone wild. That's the new era we're in. It's not just the Fed. Yeah. Japan has, European Bank has. The Fed balance sheet is and the U.S. monetary base, they're exploding. And these are crucial factors that are going to affect the price of gold. And I'll share with a little bit more about that in a second.
Yeah, when we come back after the break, we're talking to David Fisher from Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com. A lot more to talk about. There's so much happening. And what's the economic forecast going to look like if we eliminate police forces? We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, doing a full Money Monday today with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. LandmarkGold.com is the website, as always, LandmarkGold.com. Or you can give them a call if you're feeling like being a little old school today. Do you ever do that, by the way? You run into that and you're texting back and forth with somebody, and the older we are, the worse we are at texting, and the opposable thumbs thing, and then the fumble fingers and all that kind of stuff. And every once in a while, I'm just like, oh, forget it. And I'll just call somebody and I'll be, hey, it's me. Well, what? Because we don't even know how to talk on a phone anymore. It's just crazy. So anyway, if you want to use the phone, you can, because David and his team would love to talk to you that way. 844-879-8882 is the phone number. 844-879-8882 over at landmarkgold.com as well, which is the web address. And we've got our good friend David Fisher with us today. And David, so as we look at this and we're looking at what's going on with the Fed and we're looking at the debt clock, and by the way, and I'm sure you've done that as well, that's the usdebtclock.org is the website. If you've never, you need to go, if you've never been there, you need to see it. And then you need to spend about 10 minutes just poking around. And one of the things you can do, David, you've done this because you keep mentioning, we cannot have just a U.S.-only mindset here. We have to understand that there's factors going on. We're in a globalized world now and a globalized economy. So when you click on the world debt clocks, hoping that the USA would be the only one that's really looking this red, but what you see in country after country after country is the exact same thing. When you're looking at national debt, I'm going through this entire list. This is probably 25 countries, 25 of the biggest economies on the planet. They're all in the red. And when you look at an external like debt to GDP ratio, so if you make $100,000 a year and you have $200,000 in debt, you've got a problem, right? So you look at some of these countries, like the UK, for example, their debt to GDP ratio is almost 300%. France's is 252%. Canada's 130%. Belgium, 298%. Ireland, I don't even know how they're still alive, 1,000%. The Netherlands, 630% GDP debt to GDP. So that means they have six times as much debt as they do GDP. It's just remarkable, David, that this is just the status quo now, and it just continues to move that direction. Is there any plan by our government anyway to deal with debt or to deal with the balance sheet at all?
Well, you know, they tried to do this before in 2013. This kind of ran up as a serious thing that turned into a joke, but maybe you guys have all heard about the trillion-dollar coin when the national debt was $16.4 trillion. And there was a movement to try and get that national debt lower. So we're talking $10 trillion lower than we are now, just 7 years ago. So it sounds crazy, but the numbers are just ballooning. So they said, let's come up with a, let's mint a trillion-dollar coin. $1 trillion. And they were running up against a budget deficit. Have you heard about this, Steve?
No. This is all right, keep going because I wasn't depressed enough.
You can Google it. It's like, how ridiculous is our country in their thinking? So there was meetings about this with Timothy Geithner and the Fed, Ben Bernanke, and President Obama. And so there's a thing called Synerage, which is how much it costs between producing, I'll use a quarter as an example, it costs 11 cents for the U.S. Mint to make a quarter. So they sell to the Treasury for 25 cents, the difference of 14 cents when the Treasury, or when the Fed buys it, the money goes in the Treasury. So the government makes money from money being created. That's how our fractional system works. So imagine a face value of a coin, $1 trillion, that's only worth $1,586, which was going to be made out of platinum at the time. And they were going to put a face value. And so they had it all worked out, but here's where the congressional lawyers came and said, wait a second, the Fed puts the money in the system, and nobody's going to be able to use this trillion-dollar coin that's worth $1,586, so it's not going to work. So they couldn't overcome that one simple stipulation. But I just said, hey, why not mint 17 of them at the time and wipe away the debt, you know?
Right.
Happy days are here again.
Yeah, let's have a party.
But that sounds so ironic. It sounds so ironic, and sorry to interrupt, but that is actually how our reserve system works. We spend as a country.
Right.
How simple is that? How crazy does that sound? But that is how our system really works. Boil it down to simplicity. We go into debt as a country. We issue a treasury bill instead of a coin. That and other investors, and the Fed uses that as money to create 10 times more money, and they put it in the system, and we keep this whole spending regime game until something completely out of the norm happens and causes us to rethink the way this is going. And other countries have faced this, and we think we're immune from it, but our numbers are taking us aggressively towards that, and the price of gold, every time there's been an expansion of U.S. monetary system, gold responds and goes up. So since they've taken us off a gold-backed currency, the appreciation of gold has gone up 45%, 4,500% since 1971, and yet the monetary base has surged around 6,000%. So this tells us they got to shrink the money supply. I don't think they're going to do that. Or gold has to respond and get back up to that level. So this is why you probably see about 100% increase, roughly, is the numbers in gold, which sounds crazy, but that goes in line with what Bank of America just announced here 2 weeks ago, saying gold's going to double in value in a year or so.
Yeah, and B of A isn't when you bring these things up. And I hear Bank of America says gold is going to double in value in the next year. It's not like B of A is some ammunition company selling guns and ammo and land and underground bunkers in Wyoming. It's Bank of America saying that. The reason they're going to say that is because they see the other end of the teeter-totter. The financial situation in America is so bad that it's going to tilt the gold or the precious metal market in that direction. But you mentioned how they saw this, so I just looked it up while you were talking. So that was 2011, the trillion-dollar coin. But this is from Barron's. In March of this year, can the trillion-dollar coins cover the coronavirus relief tab?
Okay, so Barron's, a major financial publication on what to invest in.
And
so,
then
you know, everything.
And then it's and then the byline of it, can trillion-dollar coins cover the coronavirus relief tab? Question mark. It's not a bad idea. That's Barron's.
So Barron's is like one of the most well-trusted publications for what stocks to invest in. I mean, Barron's, I didn't know of that article. You got to send me that.
I will.
It's insane. We don't have a plan. That's the bottom line. There
That's
is
the
no
bottom
plan.
Line. Right. Yeah, so the conversation, I just want to kind of bring gold into this. And for those of you that are newer to this and haven't heard us talk about this, it's not like we beat this gold drum every week when David's on the show, because we don't. It's usually kind of an end of the conversation. We talk about all these factors going on because there's a lot more going on in our lives financially than what's going on in the gold market. Gold market has a place, and that's why we talk about it. But in the midst of all this, let's just kind of go back up a little bit and do a gold 101, because I don't want people to misunderstand what we're talking about when we're talking about gold, because a lot of people are going, well, do I look at it like a stock? I'm going to buy some. It's going to shoot up in a year, and then I'm going to sell it. I've got gold coins versus buying gold stocks or electronically traded fund and ETF. So help us kind of go back to, because some people are like, well, wow, look how bad it is with all this looting. Maybe I should have a bunch of gold coins in my closet so I can go buy some bread and milk later this winter. So help us understand kind of the basics of that.
Balance is the key to any investment portfolio, and not having gold is not a wise thing, but having too much gold is not wise either. Somewhere in there is the balance. There's different ways of getting that. You can still be in the paper side of gold. It's not really gold, but it's because you don't have it in your hands, and that's an ETF like GLD. And whatever spot gold goes up, it goes up or goes down directly in a correlation of that. Then there is gold stocks who have been outperforming GLD recently, but they've been underperforming GLD the last time of the crisis from 2008 to 2012. And then there's so those are paperways of taking advantage of gold without doing a very risky investment called an option, and we won't get into that. That's just electronic bet on what you think gold will do for a period of time. So, and then there's the physical side, which is what Landmark Capital does, is an expertise. And there's different physical markets out there in the physical markets. There's four or five different ones, and they all have benefits, all have drawbacks, and they all move at different levels at different times, and there's not a direct correlation, except for only one product to a spot. And it's a fairly strong correlation, but not an absolute one. It's been changed here during the COVID-19 environment, and that's bullion I'm referring to, which is a bar of gold or modern-day minted coins. But there's issues with those that are negative, that it can be confiscated and has been done so by our government before.
Yeah, and that's why, and I'm going to put you on hold, David, and then we'll come back for the final segment. That's why when we talk about some of these things, moving some of your investment portfolio, whatever amount, that's up to you, but to move some of it out of the electronic system into actual physical possession is a different game. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, doing a full Money Monday with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. And David, I was just on Facebook Live just kind of going through these cities like Minneapolis, New York, L.A. that are actually moving to start pulling significant funding away from the police and moving it into other social programs. A lot of virtue signaling going on there, and they're going to have to work through that. Minneapolis itself has voted Sunday. 9 out of the 13 city council members voted, yes, we are going to defund and disband the police, and then we're going to come up with some kind of community system. And obviously, they don't have a much of a grasp at all on human nature and human depravity and the sin of mankind. But all these things kind of factor into how we look at what types of investments we use, because right now, this is kind of like having a pre-9/11 mindset in a post-9/11 world. Once you see airplanes flying into buildings, you know you're in a different world and you need to respond accordingly. Now we have COVID-19, we have the unemployment, 42, 44 million, and then we have the George Floyd situation and his murder, and then that turned into the protests, which turned into riots and looting, and thank God they've calmed down a lot in the last few days. But now we have major cities like L.A. and New York talking about pulling hundreds of millions and hundreds of millions of dollars away from their police forces. I think we have to be thinking kind of that we're going to continue to this slide, and it's obviously accelerated, and we need to be prepared for that, and we need to look at even how we invest in terms of what's going on in this turmoil in our nation. And I don't want to sound paranoid, but yet there's some really serious, really crazy stuff going on.
You know, Ray, I mentioned on your program last week, and I'll bring it up again, but a guy named Ray Dalio, he's a billionaire.
Right.
And he predicted 2 years ago everything that we're talking about right now. I mean, social unrest to the event of changing the way the whole system does function. And now you're seeing and reciting the headlines of that with the police force. So, you know, the wealthy is seeing this coming. And the wealthy are saying, like Ray and others, and Paul Tudor Jones, who happens to be a believer, he came out last week and he says, we're going to face hyperinflation. So there has to be some fix for this problem. It's eventually we're going to hit the brick wall, financially speaking, as a country. We can't keep this thing going this way, and we're the closest I've ever been in my lifetime looking at it this way. And I'm not a doomsdayer at all. I'm like you, Steve, try to be lived, balanced, biblical Christianity in my life. But this is just well beyond normalcy of what they're doing.
Yeah.
So the fix is, you know, not a trillion-dollar coin, but the historical fixes are inflate your way out of the problem, which gold is the answer, having some of your money there. Default, that would never happened, but if they did that, you would want some gold. It would be economic upheaval, or this new thing that's been done called a bail-in, and I got a white paper on it. I'm writing right now the 8th edition, so it won't come out for a little bit, but it's going to include some of the nonsense of the wacky trillion-dollar coin and the fixes and what Ray's saying and you know, the banks, the Fed saying on March 26th, you don't need to have any cash reserves anymore. Don't worry about that. And we had to have 10% in 2008, and that still wasn't enough. So imagine what this next downturn, and banks don't have any money to fall back on. So that's why it's really important to diversify a portion to 7, a portion to 8, because you do not know what tragedy may befall you. And it's one of those things, having gold in the portfolio is a wise and prudent move. Not all your money in the gold, not all your money in the stocks, not all your money in the paper, but if they flip the switch, gold is the asset that would be your insurance policy. If they do these other things, inflate, bail in, or default, it would be that also. So very few times can I say in my 26 years of career that a lot of roads lead towards having some money in gold, and you can do this in your IRA, outside of your IRA, and there's lots of different ways to protect yourself, and we have a strategy and to help you determine what you want to do, what is best for you. So we empower people with knowledge, and we believe in that, knowledge and wisdom and a strategy.
Yeah, and it's never been one size fits all, depending, no matter who I'm talking to, whether it's you or my buddy TJ or Steve Lewis, another friend of mine in the financial world. And it's not one strategy fits all, but all three of you agree on diversification. And all three of you agree that you have to look down the road and prepare yourself for worst case scenarios. We don't live in fear. We're not called to that as followers of Jesus Christ. We haven't even been given that spirit of fear. We've been given a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. But like we took a snap poll on Facebook Live and just asked the question during the show, David, have you ever seen a more tumultuous time in America? And I've got you know, our audience is not 35 years of age. Okay, these are mature people, mostly believers, and 82% said no. 82% said no. I have not seen a more tumultuous time in America, and that's why we have to be thinking now in terms of investments in our portfolios a little more defensively. And if you think this is all going to get better, you need to go revisit what the scriptures have to say, because we might have some bright spots here and there, but the overall trajectory takes us to tribulation, and eventually, thank God, to the return of Jesus Christ, who will settle every account, and then we'll finally get out of all this garbage. But man, it's so sober to look at all this stuff.
So if you're in the 82, here's how you figure out if this is for you or not. If you're part of the 82% category, or if you didn't take that poll and you would be a part of that, then that should tell you, and you're concerned, that is the trigger that says, I need to have something in gold, something in silver, rather than nothing. Now, those that have already done that, I commend you, pat yourself on the back. Maybe you have enough, maybe you don't. We can talk about that also. But if you're in the 14% and you think everything's all good and dandy, follow Steve's advice and rethink this, because I don't think we're going to get out of this in the near term either. So our spirit has an innate way of depicting the future, and that's why there is such a high level of concern. That concern goes away when you start putting financial insurance like gold or silver to it. And that's the thing that will give you peace of mind. That's what happens. I mean, when people get their gold or silver for the first time, usually almost 99% of the time, everything changes for them. And
yeah,
I've
shared that before. It was a few years ago, the first time my wife and I got some through you, David. And I was surprised at how the emotional reaction I had, because I'm like, okay, this represents real money. It's got real value, and it's real. It's not electronic. I'm not looking at a report or a transcript online. It's actually in my possession. And I was surprised by how good that felt to actually have some of our particular investment money in our possession in something that was actually tangible and real that we could put our hands on. You mentioned the IRA thing before we run out of time. Explain how that works, because I think that's probably a surprise to a lot of people that you can actually have physical gold in an IRA. That seems to me, at first time I heard it, I'm like, what? How do you do that?
Yeah, it's the Taxpayer Relief Act, a bill passed in 1997 that's called the self-directed IRA that puts you in charge of your financial future. It's not about gold, but it encompasses gold. It allows you to invest in other assets that are not traditional, like stocks, bonds, mutual funds. You can invest in real estate. You can invest in liens. You can invest in a lot of different things, and you can invest in precious metals and take possession of them without a tax liability, and it's done through setting up an LLC, and this is how it works, simply put, and it costs very little to do that, $385, one-time fee, and we can help you structure that. You hate to use that word, but you can help format that, and we have a white paper specifically on that. So if they flip the switch and they want to seize your money in your IRA or portion of it, they can't touch this because you're in physical gold in your hands.
Yeah, you got possession of it. And again, that's called a bail-in, and you can get that information through the white paper. He's got a bail-in white paper. He's talking about the great bubble, which bubble will burst first to trigger the coming great deflate, and all that kind of information, which, again, we all need to be. People perish for lack of knowledge, and you have to get knowledge. You have to learn. You have to understand these things. So, David, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you guys?
They can call the old-fashioned way at 844-879-8882, or they can go to our website, landmarkgold.com.
Great. And we've got about 2 minutes left, David. So I think just given the condition of what's going on in our country, yes, around the world, but specifically here in America, not just from a financial perspective, just from a general peace perspective, the racial issue, the government issue, the COVID-19 issue. Would you be, and I know I'm throwing this out of left field, would you be so kind as to lead us in prayer here? We got about a minute and a half left, but I think that would be an appropriate way for us to finish today.
I'd be honored. Thank you so much. Lord, we come before you as the author and the finisher of our faith, and all men has been created equal in your eyes, Lord, and we pray that that belief system would be changed and put into place from every aspect of our country, from the top down. Lord, we pray that you would heal our land. We repent from any evil ways that not only in our own lives, our companies, our cities, our states, all the way through up to the government. Lord, give our president wisdom. Lord, heal our land. Heal our land, Lord. And we are crying out to you that your spirit would move mightily like never before, and revival would come, and those would come to know Jesus in a miraculous way, because we would be the salt and the light of the earth to tell them about Jesus. And I pray anointing on Steve's program. I pray blessing upon our country, that you would have your way, your will, and we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. Thanks so much for helping us out today.
Thank you. God bless you, my friend.
God bless you, too. We'll talk again real soon. And that's the thing that we have to do, and that's why, you know, David and I talk about financial stuff and we talk about gold, but all that stuff gets trumped by spiritual realities of our lives and spiritual realities of this world. And the only answer, there's functional things we can do, there's communal things we can do, there's governmental things we can do, but do you really expect a nation that's rejected God largely and is largely made up of people that are not regenerate, that are not born again? What do you expect them to do? What do you expect out of that? You squeeze a lemon, out comes lemon juice. And the only ultimate answer is you have to change the lemon. You got to change the lemon tree. And we're talking a soul level there, which is why we have to continue to pray for revival in the church, pray for awakening in the streets. Because all these problems that we have, The only thing that can possibly solve them is the gospel and the truth of God's word. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.